So where would you like to sit? This is our battle lab. we thought we'd be in the heart of the action.
Senator Rector Ammon El-Sheikh provided a briefing on the facility, one of only six National Center Academic of Excellence, or CAE, regional resource centers in the country, serving the Southeast and Puerto Rico.
We're thrilled at what we're doing related to cybersecurity, and we certainly want to help advance the state overall as a national leader in cyber education. Cybersecurity affects everyone, every individual, every organization, right? So everything from healthcare to government to critical infrastructure and utilities is a critical need.
Nelson believes the work of students and staff will help protect citizens from future cyber attacks.
What you're doing, Doctor, is extremely important for our country. These are going to be super important jobs in the future, whether you're in government or business. It makes no difference.
After the briefing and chatting with students and UWF officials at the state-of-the-art center, Nelson said one recent cyber breach, believed to be from a Russian operative, hit close to home in the form of an email that sought to solicit confidential information from him and two other senators.
It was a picture of a woman and a daughter, and the message was, "Diane needs to talk to you." We had better sense. We did not click on it. Then we had the Senate security sweep it off.
The same message was sent to Nelson's daughter. She didn't take the bait either.
Thank goodness at this level of education that the University of West Florida is not only doing this program, but has excelled. Fortunately, we have a number of these centers in universities in Florida, a total of 14.
That's more than any other state except for Maryland, which is home to the National Security Agency, NSA, and the U.S. Cyber Command. Nelson feels that instead of tanks, rifles, and boots on the ground, the next war will be waged in cyberspace. In fact, he says it's already going on.
Everything we do is being touched by cyber and the possibility of attack. Take, for example, through the electronics taking over the control of a car. Suppose that were to occur to a commercial airliner. You start to see the implications of this, and we've really got to be on our toes.
To that end, Congress passed a major cybersecurity bill last year, but it's strictly voluntary for businesses. The key, says Nelson, is once a cyber attack comes, is to get ahead of it and get people warned.
If a business that is attacked, if it's voluntary for them to report to the Department of Homeland Security, it may be too late by the time that they finally report. We need to tune up some of that legislation.
The Senate Armed Services Committee, on which Nelson serves, has created a cyber subcommittee. Nelson is the ranking Democrat and says the challenge is found on a number of levels.
One of our top military officers, the word was put out that he was divorced and he was already living with another woman, and people were coming over to his house and asking his wife, why was she still in the house? It's not only malicious, it's insidious.
Roughly one in five Americans have been hit by some form of cybercrime, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Such attacks also cost U.S. businesses about $15.5 million per year. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.